A man in the San Francisco Bay Area died during an arrest after being pinned to the ground by officers for 5 minutes. And this happened the same day the Minneapolis jury began deliberating whether to convict Derek Chauvin for the death of George Floyd. Now, the Alameda Police Department released the California officer's body cam video. We do want to warn you, it is disturbing.
What are we going to do? Just keep him pinned down. Can we get the rafter?
Yeah. All right, watch out. Hey, Mario.
It's okay, Mario.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to take care of you. All right, 26-year-old Mario Gonzalez was confronted by three police officers on April 19th after receiving 911 calls saying he appeared disoriented and drunk. Alameda police released the nearly hour-long body camera video late yesterday, which shows officers talking to Gonzalez. They try to handcuff him, and when he resists arrest, they pin him to the ground. Gonzalez eventually stopped breathing. The three officers involved are on paid leave during an independent investigation. And News Nation's Felicia Bolton joins us. And Felicia, Gonzalez's family is saying he was killed in the same manner as George Floyd.
Yeah, that's what his family has been saying after this incident unfolded. Nicole, the autopsy results and Mario Gonzalez's death have not been released so far, but his family is accusing police officers of using excessive force and escalating what should have been a minor encounter with an unarmed man. Today, I spoke with the mayor of Alameda about this investigation and police accountability.
Mario, please put your hand behind your back. Okay, please stop resisting us, okay? Don't fight us.
At the start of the encounter, you can hear police officers repeatedly asking Mario Gonzalez to cooperate. As he struggles to answer their questions, it appears that officers are trying to force his hands behind his back. When he resists, they take him to the ground.
It's okay, Mario.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to take care of you, okay? We're going to take care of you.
Gonzalez, who weighed about 250 pounds, is heard grunting and shouting. Footage shows him lying face down while officers try to restrain him. One officer puts an elbow on his neck and a knee on his shoulder.
Mario, calm down, please.
Stop kicking, Mario.
Think we can roll him on the side?
I don't want to lose what I got, man.
Gonzalez's protests appear to weaken. And after about 5 minutes, he seems to lose consciousness. The video also shows officers performing CPR.
Mario, wake up, buddy.
Giving Gonzalez two doses of Narcan, which is given to counteract opioid overdoses. Gonzalez later pronounced dead at the hospital. Gonzalez's family says he did nothing wrong.
The officer killed him for no reason. He's not criminal at all.
At no point was he violent or out of control. The police killed my brother in the same manner that they killed George Floyd.
I spoke with the mayor of Alameda about the Gonzalez family's comparison to George Floyd.
A lot of people are saying the situation is parallel to what happened to George Floyd. What is your take on it?
My heart is heavy by knowing that a life was lost in my city last week, a young life, a 26-year-old man, Mario Gonzalez. His family grieves him.
1 week after the incident, the body camera video was released to the public. The interim Alameda police chief explained why the footage was released and what questions he still has about the confrontation.
There's a desire for the public. From the public to see that video, and there's a desire from us as the police department to be transparent. Some of the questions that I don't know the answer to yet because the investigation is ongoing is what the state of mind is of the officers, what they thought they were going to do next, what their intent was with Mr. Gonzalez.
As an elected official, I need to be bringing information as much as I have access to and am able to share. I need to be bringing that to the public, and I also need to be listening to the public.
Mario Gonzalez's family says he has a 4-year-old son and was the primary caregiver for his 22-year-old brother who has autism. My full interview with the mayor is now on NewsNationNow.com.